We are back with our final presentation, and we have with us right now the Transportation General Authorities. We're just going to keep moving along, and I'm going to turn the floor over to them. And please introduce yourself first.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. Good evening. Tom Kohler, Vice Chair of the Transportation Authority.
Lou Zotti. I'm not even sure what I am.
Member. Consummate member.
Damn glad to be here.
Yes.
Charter member. Charter member.
Actually, yes.
Andy Kang, Assistant Secretary of the Board.
And Jeff Eckman, Director of Public Works.
Our Chair, Andy Baumuller, and our whatever Marv is. Marv could not be here this evening, but we thank you for the time. We are the Upper Marion Transportation Authority. We are responsible for trying to usher in as many improvements to our transportation network here in the township as possible. The authority was formed in about 40 plus years ago, give or take. 41 years ago. See, this is why we keep Lou around. Lou keeps us, he's our historian too. We're going to add that title to your. So many projects over the years, intersection improvements. The Allendale Road widening in the 1990s was probably one of the bigger projects that the authority took on. And so right now we're just going to give the supervisors and the township residents just a little overview on what we've been up to and what we are working on this year. So I just did the about, so I'll click on from that. So we currently have about four or five major projects we're working on. The relocated North Gulf Road, this is something that's been in the works for many, many years. It's actually the last component of the 422 project that's been done over the last decade or so. The widening of the bridge over the Schuylkill River, the replacement of the Valley Forge Road interchange. The last phase of that is to relocate North Gulf Road. We'll get to that in a moment. Extending of Prince Frederick Street to connect, provide a relief road out of the Henderson Road intersection, which of course we all agree would be awesome now, but it's not there, but it will be at some point. The widening of South Gulf and South Henderson, which would facilitate traffic to and from the Schuylkill. The replacement of the Trout Creek Bridge on Route 23, Valley Forge Road. And then the fifth thing is something that we just kind of started in the last year, the alternative transportation plan. So I'll take everybody briefly through each project. Here is the township map showing where the different projects are. As you can see, we are kind of spanning the entire township. So this is the first one that I started to touch on, the relocated North Gulf Road. This would actually take the North Gulf Road intersection at the entrance to Valley Forge Park and shift it away from the park closer to 422, allowing for a smoother transition. It would eliminate the sharp curve down here by the pedestrian crossing, making it a safer crossing for bicyclists and pedestrians. But it also will provide a larger barrier between the hustle and bustle of the commercial corridor and the quaint tranquility of the park, giving them a little bit more of a natural buffer and opportunity to present a gateway to Valley Forge Park. So this project's been under, this is kind of what the park has really been interested in all these years, why they have been so cooperative on all the other phases, and this is the last phase that benefits them the most. So it has been under utility relocation design and federal land transfer and the final package to go out to bid. We are expecting that to happen next year in 2026. Obviously, when you're dealing with federal and state government, it does take a little while, as we all remember from the Sullivan's Bridge. So this is a project we're really excited about because it will not only improve the traffic flow in this area and move this intersection away from the park, providing even more recreation space. The on-ramp to 422 eastbound that's currently there would be removed and traffic would then use the First Avenue on-ramp. So basically where that on-ramp is now is where the Valley Forge and North Gulf Road intersection would be. It will also provide trail connections down to North Gulf Road to some future trail projects that we're excited about. Prince Frederick does anybody have any questions? Do you want project by project or do you want me to go through all of it and we'll go at the end?
Yeah, okay. Keep going.
Okay. So the Prince Frederick extension, most of it was already built as part of the Stonebrook development. So currently starts at Solon and 202 and goes up through that development and kind of ends roughly here. And our goal is to finish that all the way out to Henderson Road, rebuilding that intersection and allowing a full kind of half of the loop that would take cars, give cars and vehicles another option to avoid the ever-growing Henderson intersection with 202. One of the more exciting aspects of this project is there is a pretty big trail component to this project. Currently, the Chester Valley Trail, which opened last year, 2 years ago, runs right through this kind of portion of the township. And what we're excited about is there will be a trail connection here that will run along Prince Frederick out to Henderson to connect with the sidewalks that will eventually be able to take recreation users to our wonderful park that's here at the Township Building. We all know this is a municipal building and a police station and a library. There's also a wonderful playground, park with concerts, the skate park, passive recreation, just a real asset that this community has that we can connect to the larger region just by a simple 2 mile or mile and a half trail by connecting travelers through here. They could take a slight detour and maybe have a picnic, maybe go to the playground, go to the library. All those things will be accessible from the Chester Valley Trail. So not only is this project for vehicles, but also for pedestrians and cyclists as well. This is a project, South Gulf and South Henderson widening, we have worked on as an authority for many years. Obviously, Henderson Road was widened by the authority at our own expense back in the mid-2010s. We took on that that project because it was just not on PennDOT's radar. We knew it was important to the township to move vehicles through this important north-south corridor. So we were able to get it widened up to through Church Road up to about Queen Drive. The further widening would take this all the way up to South Gulf Road, turning that into 4 or 5 lanes, depending on where in that corridor it would be, making it a safer corridor for cars making turns into the different businesses and apartments and that stretch. And then also widening part of South Gulf Road down into the Gulf Mills interchange with the Schuylkill Expressway, easing some congestion along that corridor. This is there's multiple components to this. Obviously, the slip ramps that were built by the authority had done all of the preliminary engineering and site work and stuff in the year 2000s, and then when the term shovel ready became common lexicon in our society, this was one of the few projects in the region that were shovel ready because of the work that our authority had done. And we were able to get funding from the federal government to complete those ramps, which have been a huge improvement to anyone who's ever been through Gulf Mills in the last 30 years. The direct off ramp to Henderson Road is a huge, huge improvement. So this would just kind of build on that, making Henderson a safer, wider road, and then also providing better connections down to the existing ramps. We're also exploring possible improvements to the Wheatley Road, Shoemaker Road, South Gulf Road intersection. It's currently a split phase. The roads don't line up, so we're looking at possibly turning that into a four-way intersection. Again, all of this is funding, dependent down the road.
And that's it's one of the things. One of the obstacles is the funding and making sure that we have sufficient funding. For Henderson Road in particular, the other obstacle is the fact that you have a cemetery, which is the bottleneck right now.
Yes. So. And that is, I also serve on the County Transportation Authority, and we had to widen Ridge Pike past the cemetery in Lafayette Hill, and needless to say, that is not an easy thing to do. I know from experience.
And that's owned by the school district.
Yes. The Trout Creek Bridge, anyone who's been down Valley Forge Road heading out to 422 or to Valley Forge Park knows that's a bit of a bottleneck and can be at 5:30 in the evening a bit of a trek to get down. The bridge is not in great shape. It's currently here, and there is a 90-degree turn, but it's actually about a 105-degree turn around that corner up to Manson Mill Road. This project would build a brand new bridge on a much safer curvature through here, providing a signalized intersection at Mansell Mill. It would also provide a two-lane through all the way this is technically northbound, but it would be westbound on 23 over the bridge and up to the light at Moore Road, eliminating the need to narrow down to one lane and go to a stop sign. They'll also provide a left turn lane onto Beidler where there's significant stoppage, especially during peak travel times, that would provide a safer turn for folks heading into that part of the township. So that is something that is we've worked on for many years. Preliminary design was complete by the authority. We were able to turn it over to PennDOT, and PennDOT is now working on the final design. And it is still on the 12-year TIP, the Transportation Improvement Plan, to get funded, to get built. So once this can get finally designed and stuff, this is something that will actually probably happen in the shorter term rather than the longer term. But the PennDOT is now working on that project. So that was something that the authority took on the early stages, doing the preliminary design. When you were dealing with floodplains and railroad right-of-way, which is always a trigger word in transportation, state roads, county or township roads, property owners, it can be a tight needle to thread. And our engineering firm of Bull Smythe has done a really nice job trying to make this work to turn it over to PennDOT so it's something that can move forward.
Tom, do you have any kind of idea of the time frame for the design phase to be completed, roughly? I don't want to pinpoint you to an exact, but...
No, Jack has, because we asked Jack pretty much every 3 months just okay. to kind of keep our engineer. And unfortunately, it was 2 months ago when I asked him last, so I don't remember what he said. But okay. I believe it's about an 18-month to 2-year process, Jeff.
So typically final design overall 2 years. They've already had it for 2 years at this point. And it looked like it was about 18 months to go before they would let the project
additional
for
months.
It was higher up on the TIP for a while, and then it's been moved back, which is why they kind of sat on things for about 2 years.
Yeah, and there were some issues at PennDOT with management and somebody, you know, being in charge leaving, and it just didn't get... The ball was there, but didn't get picked up necessarily, but we kind of stayed on them until it got picked up, and now they're running with it again. So
it's active again.
It is active again, and it is, so we anticipate hopefully by 2027 that this would something that might be able to go out the door to get built. The plan would be, in theory, to build the new bridge, because again, you're on a completely different right-of-way. We're in this area here where the current bridge is several hundred feet to the north, where this could get built and the road would be able to stay open. There might be some weekend closures or something to that effect, and then tie the new road into the new bridge before demolishing the old one. So that's obviously the idea is to try to keep this road open
during the
all. Yes, it wouldn't be like a church road situation where we have to close the road for 18 months or whatever. It would still function in some capacity while this new one's being built, and then you would move vehicles to the new bridge, and then
it would be difficult to maneuver around that area without that, because there's not other access roads. Right. And
we've explained that to PennDOT, given the fact that their headquarters is not too far from this spot, and many of their employees probably use this bridge on a daily basis.
They do, every day. And so past them coming to work.
So we kindly remind them of that as well, that this benefits PennDOT, not just the township.
And
so.
I've noticed, I don't travel that, just because of my work situation, I don't travel that as much as I used to, but I've seen that bridge deteriorating.
Mm-hmm.
So So I don't know if that alone could...
Thought that too, that the more that the bridge deteriorated, that there would be more of a movement. But in any bureaucracy, there is some slow hiccups. But we have really stayed on, and Jeff has definitely been a really big advocate with the authority, making sure PennDOT stays on things, and leaning on our state representative and state senator to make sure that they're also leaning on PennDOT when we need things to just keep moving. So, and PennDOT's been a great partner. Some things fall through, but we this is back on track, and we really think that this is something that's going to happen in the next couple of years, that this will get out to work.
Oh, you want to talk about the interim plan with the traffic light?
I was about to talk about the right. Maximal traffic light. That's on a different schedule, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. The temporary location.
The temporary location. We're putting a traffic light. Orleans building their project up on Mansell Mill Road. Part of the requirement is that they put a temporary traffic signal at Mansell Mill and Valley Forge Road. And then, once the bridge goes in, that intersection will be moved slightly, and then we'll be putting in a permanent traffic signal there. So with that traffic signal, with the generation of additional traffic coming down Mansell Mill, it was felt that it was really needed, and everyone is in agreement that it will go in. I think it's when there's a partial completion or partial occupancy of homes in that area, then they're required to put in the traffic signal.
I also just want to mention, while not the responsibility of the Transportation Authority, there are longer-term plans to expand the trail network into that area of Marion Township.
That is correct, Greg. Thanks. And the that's something that we've actually worked a lot with over the years with obviously I mentioned the Prince Frederick Trail and the Chester Valley Trail, which is a huge asset to the trail network, and not just in Upper Marion Township, but in the entire Philadelphia region, connecting that trail to the Schuylkill River Trail. It's like putting two expressways together is really what those two trails were. We've also been working with Valley Forge Park and the Park Alliance on extending the trail out of the park down to First Avenue to connect to the Linear Park. We've had presentations from the King of Prussia District on the Moore Road and subsequently the trails that would go through this area as well. And that's really kind of the transportation isn't just cars. It's, historically it has been, but really it is about the movement of goods and people, and whether it's by bike or by foot or by car or truck or whatever. It's really a comprehensive look at transportation, not just the transportation industry in general is no longer just adding capacity. That's not the approach anymore, because that just creates more demand. It's really about how to actively manage traffic rather than just creating more, which is what basically ends up happening in a lot of past projects from 75 years ago. The last thing that I want to bring up briefly is the alternative transportation plan. This is something that we have started to look at sort of at like a 10,000 foot level, looking at ways to improve transportation in parts of the township where the infrastructure is not there because the roads coming into it from other towns are not there to handle capacity. And most of this is directed towards what I would say is the eastern part of the township, the more industrial part of the township, where a lot of warehouses and a lot of truck traffic has increased over the years. That are, while the warehouses themselves are in a industrial part of the township, the residential neighborhoods around those that the trucks have to go through have been an issue. So there's been multiple land development proposals in the Swedland area and the River Road area, and a lot of traffic has had to go through other municipalities that also can't handle the traffic. So the alternative transportation plan would be evaluating individual projects that may overlap with some land development and some other issues or some other projects that are out there and some other plans that are out there, and see what can be done on instead of trying to build a 5-lane highway, can we work this intersection to work with that intersection to maybe open up a turn lane here and do things to route traffic in a much better pattern that will benefit not only the residents but also the businesses that rely on trucks and other transportation connections to succeed. So that's something that we've been working on the authority has begun to kind of preliminarily look at what can be done, what's the low-hanging fruit, what can we hit and get done quickly in transportation terms. It's a lot longer than quickly is to most residents, and I know that can be frustrating at times, but what we can do to get some projects moving or some things that can be done without requiring a large capital investment either from the federal government or the state government, that can be done to make improvements. And so that's what that project is about. That's more of an ongoing kind of process. That's not any one particular thing or five particular things. It's just kind of ideas that we can try to work out and maybe preliminarily engineer and then get some funding through grants or so forth to try to make those into reality. So that's kind of what we're working on now, and I'm happy to take any questions from the supervisors if you guys have, and if anything we didn't bring up that there's something on your mind that's not 202.
I have two things I wanted to mention. So with this alternative transportation plan, especially for the public, if you're hanging here with us and watch all the presentations, our very first presentation for the evening was with the Planning Commission, and this is right in line with some of the conversation that we were having with them. So it's interesting that we're bookending how we started this evening with the first presentation and how we're ending with this one. So I'm just mentioning that, and if viewers are watching, you may want to go back to the very first presentation for the evening and watch that one as well, and see where this comes full circle with how the township is thinking about infrastructure and development and all of that as a package. So I'm pleased to see this, that this is being focused on, that is just logical. And
yeah, it's been, you know, and while ironically, the Transportation Authority and Planning Commission have meetings at the exact same time, so we don't ever get to really go to the other meetings. We do have a pretty good relationship with members of the other commission. In fact, the chair, Matt Popek, works as the transportation sector chair at the County Planning Commission, and is the director of the County Transportation Authority, which I'm also a member of. So we already have a relationship there in various capacities. So we do chat among what's going on in front of their board and what we're doing. But we are always interested in there's always growth. There's always redevelopment. That's actually where we are now as a township. We're no longer really in a lot of large scale new development of new land. It's really a lot of redevelopment of properties that were existing in one capacity, moving to something else. Obviously, logistics and warehouses are the future of industrial properties. It's less manufacturing and more moving goods. And obviously we're at the crossroads of the Mid-Atlantic, not just Southeast PA. So obviously we're gonna be in a position that's gonna continue to be something that is going to drive parts of our township, and we want to make sure that traffic is going where it's supposed to go. Not mentioned in this project, but something that PennDOT is looking at is also a what's known as a flex lanes on 76 that would provide an extra travel lane during peak times, which I'm guessing is from 5 a.m. till 2 a.m. on most days on the Schuylkill Expressway. But that would provide an additional and also, in order to accommodate that, would require significant investments in infrastructure improvements of bridges and overpasses to make that work. That would also allow for better functioning of the existing interchanges. Even without that lane, you would see at least the preliminary design would have some. I'll mention the Golf Mills on ramp, which is about 40 feet at best, would be significantly fixed and so forth. So there would be some improvements at the Blue Route interchange and so forth that would just make the interchanges function better. Those interchanges were designed in the 1960s when we didn't know that we shouldn't put exits and on-ramps on the left side of the road. Now that we know that, they can try to improve those things. So there's always lots of things that PennDOT's working on and a lot of things the authority's working on, and we're really excited about what's been done. We've worked with PennDOT, we've worked with the supervisors, we've worked with National Park, the business, the King of Prussia District, trying to make sure that we're really improving. And honestly, I've lived in this township my entire life. And yes, traffic is always an issue, but I have driven down 611 in Abington at 5:30 in the PM, and it is not pleasant. It is nothing. I've been through some townships that I've never heard of a four-lane road, and so we do handle our because we have so many roads coming not just into the township but through the township, and so many commuters that pass through going from Philadelphia to Boyertown or from Westchester to Whitpain. In addition to folks coming in and out of the township itself, I feel like we as a township do a really good job trying to maintain all of that movement, and I know that some of these projects will continue to enhance that.
Thinking regionally, has the Transportation Authority had success with talking with or some of the surrounding municipalities, just to coordinate things. And the one that you had mentioned earlier that's really bottlenecked is River Road.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just curious how, has there been able to be any communication with West Conshohocken to try to see if we could just regionally try to address that problem?
Yes, so that kind of is, I think, where a lot of this alternative transportation plan kind of grew out of. That was Pannoni, who is the engineer for the borough of West Conshohocken. We've done a lot of work with them. They're actually working on a revision of our Act 209 plan right now. So there's a good relationship there too, to trying to make sure that we're, not just putting all the cars in another town. It's because let's be honest, we all go through. Nothing is just insular to Upper Merion. We go through Bridgeport, we go through Lower Providence, we go through Tredyffrin, we go through Radnor, we go through West Conshohocken. We travel to all these towns, and those towns travel to us. It's not beneficial for us for our residents to just put all the traffic in the next town over. Because then when our residents have to go to the next town over, now they're just sitting in their traffic, which is partially our traffic. So that's kind of where this came out of. And I know we're trying to come up with, again, reasonable alternatives that can be accomplished to keep the cars moving and keep the trucks moving, so that we're not spending our entire afternoon, honking and sitting at a red light.
Cursing and the road rage. And for the five projects that you had identified, is there a priority to, like, is it they're just each individually, or is there a priority to, like, this is the one that we want to focus on, make sure that it's implemented first, or doesn't it work right? Or there's so much overlap that there's nothing that can.
We work
yeah.
all of them at the same time.
Yeah.
In various phases.
I would say when certain grants come up at the state level that benefit one project over another, we're not hesitant. We're not shy about going after that grant. Just if it's like, well, that's our plan, that's our C project, we're not really, if something comes up that can advance that and move that forward, we're gonna go for it. I know that the Henderson and South Gulf widening, that's a more federal government, it would have to be a big project that would have to come in for that. So that's something that we kind of work on, and it hasn't been on the front burner, but if something came along that was going to advance that significantly, we would jump on that as quickly as possible to try to move that forward.
Since one of those projects is right near where I live, the 23 project on Mantino Road, I do want to mention, yes, there's a 5 to 10 minute delay for coming down there around 4:30, 5 o'clock. All that being said, it is so much better than it was 10, 15 years ago, mm-hmm. where the delay was much longer. Now, if you want to drive around that, you can take First Avenue, Moore Road. There's never a backup. It's again, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, there was a backup too. Some of you may remember, it required police to allow traffic out of ITT. Mm-hmm. So yes, there's traffic there, but the widening of 422 and other factors as well, certainly helped alleviate a lot of what was there.
Absolutely. And Greg, to that point, when you drive down a road and you see a traffic jam and it's inching along, your instinct is to, okay, the next time I'm not going to go this way, I'm going to go a different way. So now that puts more traffic on a different road. And then that gets a little bit more congested, and then cars try to find it. What's that old saying? Water will find every crack in the sidewalk, right? Well, traffic will find any way to get through to get to the other side of the bottleneck. And so while there used to be traffic on First Avenue and traffic on Moore Road, light, going up to the light at the 23, and traffic would back up on Bidler Road, it does flow better. There are always going to be times when people are all leaving work at the same time or all heading to work at the same time, but it is a lot better now, and I think it's a credit to the township, the supervisors holding development plans to make sure that they're meeting the needs of the residents, whether it's providing ample transportation improvements and transportation impact fees that the authority can then use to go to do engineering studies, whether it's requiring sidewalks that will then allow, and I forgot to mention, but the 23 Trout Creek Bridge does have a sidewalk on the one side all throughout that project, which again will help with the trail connectivity that Supervisor Wax mentioned. So there's a lot of synergy between the supervisors and the authority and PennDOT, and the more our groups can all work together, the better it will be for all the residents.
I will say, as liaison to the transportation and general authorities, We have a really unique gem here. No other municipality in the state of Pennsylvania, other than the counties, have a transportation authority. We do. And it was really a tribute to the foresight of the folks 41 years ago, because not only do you have an organization that is strictly dedicated to doing all the things that Vice Chair Kohler was talking about, but it's also was able to have some foresight to do the Act 209 study and get in that program and get that passed to be able to fund some of those capitals. So for the residents at home, the Act 209 study really generates the fees because you've identified a certain area, and development that takes place in that area gets to pay for those improvements. And they're not always in that particular area, but some of them are high impact offsite improvements, which are important. The other thing is we have one of the best traffic engineers in the business, Jack Smythe with Bull Smythe. Like our zoning hearing board, where we have one of the best zoning solicitors in the business. Jack is a prince among transportation engineers and really knows what he's doing, to the point where we have lent Jack out to PennDOT, to the Turnpike, and to the county for the designs that he has created. So, you know, these guys have done a really good job. They've worked really hard. And, you know, I'm looking forward to some of the other things, like Prince Frederick Extension will cure a lot of ills at Henderson and 202. So I'm kind of looking forward to that.
To that end, Supervisor Phillips, the county, I want to say it was probably about 7 or 8 years ago that this was done, did a study where they were reviewing the entire Turnpike corridor through Montgomery County. So obviously the Turnpike is a major commuter road through eastern Montgomery County, to look at possible interchange improvements and or new interchanges along that stretch, specifically at Lafayette Street in Norristown, Upper Dublin near Welsh Road and in the Horsham area. And so there was three different townships in addition to Upper Marion and the county. And as trying to deal with all these eight entities, the county said, let's Upper Marion take the lead. Upper Marion Transportation Authority and Jack Smythe, they know what they're doing. This is the group, and those entities put all their resources together and said, hey, you guys, you're going to be the lead on this because we know that you guys can provide this. And I think, again, it's a tribute to our authority and the supervisor's leadership as well, that the rest of the county is looking to us to do that. Also, Greg, you mentioned that, you know, we obviously have Jack, and we have, there's a lot of times you know, if you ever come to an authority meeting, sometimes one of us sat through some sort of traffic thing, and we just kind of snap, and we're like, what is wrong with this? Why is this way? And Jeff's smiling, because he sometimes he gets these questions, and sometimes Jack gets these questions, and they will be able to go back and look and say, okay, why is this way? Can we change things? Can we make things better? Whether it's the timing of a traffic signal at a specific intersection, whether it's, you know, a signage issue, hey, you know, an extra sign in this road showing people where to go might be beneficial. And then also, you know, while a lot of the stuff we do is, you know, if it's a 50 step process, we're involved in usually the first like 25 steps before anybody really sees anything, any actual shovels in the ground. But the Henderson Road project is something that I think is goes very underlooked, because the road widening ended right past Monroe, right? So it would narrow back down again as it went under the Turnpike, and you'd have a lot of backups at Church Road. And PennDOT was just, we don't have the resources to do a widening project through here. It's a state road, but we're not touching that. And so the authority, and this started before I was on the other board, but Lou was there. The authority went out and took our resources together, got an infrastructure bank loan from the Commonwealth, and took that project on 100%. It was funded by the township authority. And while Henderson Road's not perfect, certainly not this year, but in general, it has been a much improved drive down Henderson Road through church because of that project, which thankfully was paid off a couple years ago.
And I will tell you, having lived on the other end of Church Road at Flint Hill, You know, it's been, I've heard traffic being a problem for years. It is so much better. It's not great, but it's so much better than it has been in many years. And that's a tribute to what we've done collectively, and, you know, the foresight that we've had.
Okay. Is there any other comments or discussion for them? No? All right, then we'll move on to the next part of our agenda, which is additional business. And we have a, is there something that?
Something else.
Yes.
Is there something else?
Yes.
That's the additional business.
Yes. Oh, okay.
So yes, so we're all talking about the same thing. So the authority, we don't meet in the month when we meet with you guys, but we do have a little business, so we just want to take a moment. We do have a resolution that the three of us need to approve. It'd be resolution 2025-1. It's an amendment to 2NGW.
Yes, that is an amendment to authorizing the chairman to sign the amendment that corresponds to the change of scope and price proposal that the board or the authority approved in March.
Right, for the
North Gulf.
For the North Gulf relocation project, okay. So that's something that authorizes our chair when he is able to come back to sign. Is there a motion to approve that resolution?
I'll make that motion to approve the resolution.
I'll second it.
A motion made by Mr. Zadi, seconded by Mr. Kang. Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing and seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries 3-0. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chairwoman, and look forward to seeing you guys again next year.
Wonderful. Thank you for that presentation. And we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. And thank you, everyone. And thank you to all the citizen boards, authorities, and commissions for the presentations during this series. Thank you.